In 2012, Carly Sakin and Daniel Weisberg founded The Skim from their couch. Now, 6 years later, their morning newsletter gives over 7 million subscribers the news and information they need to start their day. When they first started the company, they got a lot of advice from other female entrepreneurs. Now they're sharing those conversations and more on their podcast, Skimmed from the Couch. Every week, you'll hear from women like Arianna Huffington, founder of the Huffington Post, and Thrive on why she puts her phone to bed at night. Or how actor Taraji P. Henson got over her first rejection and learned how to negotiate for herself. It's a podcast about the real stuff. Tips and tricks to launch, grow, and change your career. The only rule on the couch? No BS. Check out Skim from the Couch wherever you listen to podcasts. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Nikki Marie Radio. I have the honor and pleasure of speaking to Kyrie Naveau, the creator and host of All That Podcasts. It's so crazy to talk to another podcaster, but I'm so fortunate and blessed to have you on the show. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No problem. When did you start your podcast?
I started my podcast in April.
Of what? Oh, I started mine in January of this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what? It was 2018 babies in the podcast.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, what made you start your podcast?
Before, I had this thing called The Kyrie Show. And The Kyrie Show was basically like Chappelle Show. Mm-hmm. It was like a skit show. And with that comes a lot of work.
Right.
So, you know, it's writing scripts, it's finding people to act for free. You know, and showing up, and then this is a whole bunch of stuff. I had a cameraman, it's paying for editing, then you have to, or you edit yourself, and that's time consuming. So, I was like, what can I do in the meantime while I'm trying to figure out that? That's pretty simple. And I was like, maybe I should podcast. So, that's how, that started, and I was like, it's easy, you know, all I have to do is talk.
Right.
Now, when I started off, it was just me, and I was trying to do, like, just me, like a Howard Stern or, you know, something like that, where I'm just talking, and I was found out very quickly that that's difficult. Like, even though I feel like I'm a great communicator, I can talk, like, with anybody,
right,
sitting there by yourself and just talking is very hard.
Yeah.
So, if you notice, if ever, you know, you are the listeners that go back to like the first three or four episodes, it's just me talking. But after like the third or fourth one, I switched it to where I started doing interviews. And I like that way better because it's always easier to, you know, to carry a conversation.
Exactly.
With two people. You can go off the other person.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of like my podcast is more me based, I guess. But whenever I do have someone that I interview, it's always a great conversation because I talk to people on a regular basis anyway. So just to have someone side by side, it's like, oh man, we could piggyback off of each other. We could feed off of each other. So that's a great point. I did see that you do have a lot of different people on your podcast. And I actually saw, I think it's Torre.
Yeah, Torre, yes.
That was an interesting podcast.
Yeah, that was my most difficult podcast.
Oh.
Actually, because, just because, you know, like I said, I feel like I can talk with anybody, and all my other interviews were, like, smooth.
Right.
For the most part. And I never prepare for interviews. Like, I just go. Like, I just, you know, let it flow, the conversation flow.
Right. It's organic.
Yeah. So, with Torre, like, this is, like, at this point, my biggest interview. Like, this guy is somebody, like, I was in college, right? And I was in Barnes & Noble, and I purchased his book. And, like, 3 years later, I'm interviewing him. So I'm like, this is a big deal. You know, I'm about to interview Torre. Like, this guy's interviewed Obama. You know. So we're on the phone, and, you know, the conversation gets started. And he's answering my questions, but he's very monotone. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, you know, dry. I'm like, yes, you know, well, I started, blah, blah, blah. You know, like that. And the caught me off guard, so I was asking questions, and I kind of stumbled. And I've never been nervous for an interview, but I think, like, in the first part, you can hear that I was nervous. I don't know if I was nervous because it was him, or if I was nervous, just like, I don't know how the conversation is going
right,
to go because
right.
of how he's answering my questions.
Right.
So, toward the end, I decided to switch it from a more serious tone to something fun, because he wrote books on Prince, right? And I'm a Prince fan, so, but I'm also a Michael Jackson fan. Mm-hmm. So I'm a bigger Michael Jackson fan than Prince. But, so, I knew he was side with Prince, so I decided to have a bait, you know, the old debate, MJ versus Prince, yada, yada, yada.
Right.
So when I switched the conversation over toward the end, it was more of a fun conversation than right. the monotone he was giving me earlier in the podcast.
But he has a podcast as well, so.
Yeah, he does. He does, which is crazy. Like, you would think that he was, you know, but. I don't want to bash him because I'm trying to get him on again.
Yeah, let's not get too complicated with that situation.
Right. But how I got in touch with him is a very interesting story, too. I was watching The Breakfast Club, and he was a guest on there. And Charlamagne asked him, you know, are you having internships? Are interns for your podcast? He was like, I don't know. I haven't thought about it. So I got on Twitter, and I sent him a tweet, and I said, let's talk about this internship. Maybe 15 minutes later, I get a request for a DM, and it's him. He's like, let's talk about it. Here's my email. So I was like, wow, okay. So I emailed him. We emailed back and forth. He told me it would take some time to get back to me about the internship, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So I wrote an article on Kanye. We both wrote an article on Kanye at around the same time. He wrote one for, I don't remember, maybe like Rolling Stone, some big publication, right? Yeah. He wrote one for them, and I wrote one for my website. So I sent him mine, and I was like, hey, I was just wondering, could you critique this for me and tell me what you think? And so he did. He critiqued. He told me what I could do better. He told me it was good overall. And I was like, well, he's pretty open with me, so let me just ask him, can he do a guest on a podcast? And he's like, I'll love to do it. So that's pretty crazy.
That's an interesting. Yeah, that's interesting. It's crazy yeah. that a lot of people are being very boisterous when it comes to Kanye and the things that's coming out of his mouth. But, you know, it is what it is. Yeah. Just to switch gears a little bit, I did see okay. on your Instagram page that you had like this great post. It said, everybody always makes posts making their life look so perfect. Let's post some of our failures. I thought that was like so interesting because it's true. A lot of us post the glitz and glamour, and I guess it kind of goes back into like what you're going through with your interview. Like that could have been a complete failure situation, but you made the best of it. So what advice would you give to people that keep doing stuff like that? You keep posting your positives and instead of like, oh, well, this happened negatively, but I turned it into a positive.
My advice is going to be more geared toward the people, not so much toward the people who post with the good things that happen to them, but more so to the people who compare their lives to the people who is posting only the good things that happen to them.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have a very comparative society now.
Yeah.
You see people on Instagram. I'm gonna just make it personal. I just was talking about this yesterday. Now people see me, right? They see I have a podcast. They see I have, you know, a good amount of followers. I've had these big people on my podcast, right? And so people always come to me and say, like, oh, you're famous. Like you're doing it. Blah 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 blah. He has his own podcast. And in my head, I'm like, anybody can have a podcast.
Right.
Like, you know, it's not like you can have a podcast right now if you wanted to.
Right.
And I'm thinking about, and one, I have expectations of myself. So I'm, you know, listening to them tell me this. And I'm like, well, I'm nowhere near that in actuality.
Right.
Right. But it's crazy. I just thought it was crazy how people can, like, you can look at somebody on their Instagram profile and you can make assumptions that they have this perfect life or they're right. this and that.
Right.
And so my point or my advice to people is to do not, it's okay to be motivated by people. That's fine. You can find motivation. It's always good to find motivation. But do not compare your situation to somebody else, because a lot of times they're telling half-truths.
Right.
Like, yeah. Yes. Okay, can you tell about, you know, yes, you did XYZ. That was positive. But, okay, they left out the part where they effed up. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's not a lot. I try to be as transparent as I can.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like that makes a deeper connection with my audience. And, you know, when they see, like, oh, okay, he's just like us. Isn't
right.
that? And
right.
I hate to say that even, because I'm not, like, I am just like you. Like, I'm not even in a position to be like, you know, yet. But, you know, it's just, don't compare.
Yeah.
You can find motivation, but do not compare your situation to somebody else's. Because right. everybody else moves at different paces, you know? And like I said, a lot of this stuff is fake. A lot of this rappers, you know, rappers talk about this all the time. Like, people, you know,
you mean like the well, ghost, not rappers, but like the ghostwriters?
Like Jay. Jay-Z will say something like, you know, he's talking about other younger rappers or whatever, you know, Floss and Chains, that they rent, like, you rented those chains. You got
right.
people thinking, like, you know what I mean?
Like, this is them. Actually
like,
yours.
Videos, yeah. That's an actual car.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's not real life. So just don't get out of the comparison game. Don't
right.
do that.
That reminds me of I was watching a video on Facebook, and it was about plastic surgery, and it was a lot of Instagram models. It was K Michelle, and they were talking about how they had to go with the look, with this this idealistic look or way to look to impress other people. And so they went and had all this work done to their bodies just to suffer. So it's like, are you benefiting from your looks personally, financially? What are you actually doing? And I tried to, I posted something, actually, I think Lala Anthony was the director or something. And it was just basically talking to people who've had plastic surgery and trying to fit into this mold of beauty just because this is what they see. But I try to tell people, like, don't change for someone else. Don't fix your nose just because so-and-so has a better looking nose. Like, it's just, so it kind of goes into what you're saying, like, just because you see this doesn't mean you have to compare yourself to it.
Exactly.
So
a lot of people, especially on social media, have what I call great curb appeal. Like
right.
from the curb,
yeah.
the house looks great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Once you step in the house, cobwebs.
Right.
Plumbing problems.
Right.
So a lot of this stuff is good curb appeal.
I think my mom has like this saying where it's like you're trying to live above your means or don't something
yeah.
about like living like the Joneses or something. I don't know.
Yeah. And a lot
That's
of them
so
don't
crazy.
Like my grandmother say don't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out.
Yeah. Oh my god.
<you know.
laughs> Where are you from originally?
I'm from a small city called Port Arthur, Texas. Rap fans will know that city
because
that's where UGK is from. yeah, and I moved to Houston when I was like 11 years old. But I'm from Port Arthur, the land of the trill.
Oh my goodness. Are you a rap fan?
Yeah.
You know how to rap?
I'm a huge rap fan, actually. But my taste, don't get me wrong, I love Southern rap, but my favorite rappers are from New York. So
nice.
Yeah.
Who are some of your favorite rappers?
My favorite rapper of all time is Jay-Z.
Of course. Legend.
yeah. Biggie.
Ooh.
I love Biggie. I just love a lot of people, actually. Kendrick Lamar, the huge fan of Kendrick.
Yes. He's actually...
I'm a rap enthusiast.
he's doing a lot of great things, Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You said that anyone can create a podcast, which I know to be true. But what would you tell people who want to get started with their podcasts?
To just get started. That's always the hardest part, getting started.
Yeah, I had someone call me the other day, and they're like, hey, you know, I'm really thinking about starting a podcast, but I don't even know what content. I don't know, blah, blah, blah. Like, should I do it every day?
Right. I mean, with me, I found out, I'm pretty sure with you too, but I just literally learned as I went. So a lot of the stuff at the beginning I did not know about, but I just, as I progressed and went along, you know, I just learned things and got better at it.
Yeah.
So it's a process with everything in life. But just the hard part is just getting started.
Yeah.
Get that first trial episode done.
How can people listen to your podcast?
You can listen to my podcast mainly through my website and iTunes right now.
Gotcha.
I'm trying to get it on SoundCloud and Spotify and Google Play. But as of right now, iTunes or the podcast app, if you have an iPhone, and my website, which is Kyrie, Khyrie Nevaux, Nevaux.com.
You don't have to say that again, like, really slow.
I know, right? Obviously, I'm about to go to my Instagram.
It's so long.
So long.
No, wait, what's your...
You post it, you know, click on a link.
What's your Instagram?
My Instagram is my name, actually. It's Kyrie Nevaux. Kyrie Nevaux.
I'm so done with you. I'm so done with you.
I have to slow it down. Hopefully they have that pencil and paper out.
It's just because you know, people always, oh, what did he say? What was the last thing? I don't want anyone to miss it.
Right. I appreciate that.
What episodes do you have now? Like, how many episodes do you have and what?
22 episodes, I
want to
say.
Okay.
Well, actually, I have more, but I have 22 that, no, 20. I have 20 that's been released, but I have more coming.
So. Oh, okay. Cool. You know what, the thing that I struggle with is, like, the episodes and the seasons.
Yeah, I'm still on season one. Everything's still on season one.
I think I'm still on season one, but I don't really know how many episodes I should have technically. Like, I've seen people have different numbers. Like, I've seen some people go up to like 125 episodes.
It's probably gonna be me.
Which is like, right now I have 94.
Whoa.
Yeah. Working, huh? Well, mainly because I feel like I've broken down certain things into like different segments, which is like I have voice journals, which is basically like my open diary to the public. And then I have my mom and I did coffee time. We did two episodes of that. And then it was just like celebrity gossip or whatever. Like, we talked about Roseanne Barr and all Kanye stuff and crazy stuff.
Gotcha.
Somewhere along the line, I got into politics. Do you ever talk about politics or religion?
All the time. Actually, and when I get off the phone with you, I have an interview at 3 with a pastor of a church.
Oh, nice.
My last podcast that I had released was about atheism. Well, I had an atheist on, and we talked about atheism. So, yeah.
Is that
talking about religion all the time.
Oh, I see it. I see it now. Yeah.
And politics.
Yeah, that's... Oh, okay, cool. So that's up there.
All right.
Awesome. I actually just went to Kingdom Hall on yesterday. Yes, yesterday, Sunday. And that was a great experience. But
that's like Jehovah's Witness?
Yes. But I noticed that a lot of people have this thing where or like a stigma that if you get a Jehovah's Witness coming to your door, make sure you put all the shades down, lock the door, and don't talk to them. And it's really sad that we've been taught that. I mean, I was taught that, like, if you have a Jehovah's Witness come to your door, you better run.
Yeah, everybody like, don't ask, yeah, don't. Those religious folk.
But in actuality, it's like, I have no problem with them. Like, I respect all religions. I don't consider myself a Baptist, a Christian, Catholic, or anything. So I'll just listen to everything. And I think going there was a great experience spiritually, I guess, to say. Do you classify yourself as a, like, any type of religion? Like, do you identify?
I would say that I base my fear, not theories, but my thinking or my beliefs off of Christianity.
Okay.
But I'm not a fan of religion.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely consider myself more spiritual than religious.
Right.
Just because, you know, religion is man-made. Like, you know, man came up with
religion
to set some guidelines and some rules and some parameters around spirituality.
Right.
But, you know, I think spirituality is something that needs, you know, just has to, you can't cage it in. Like, it just has to be free. And one of the things I'm going to talk to the pastor about when I interview him is, you know, allowing these different conversations that in church that don't usually happen. Like, for instance, when I went to his church and, you know, I was listening to him preach, he was saying, he gave, like, the perspective of, like, philosophy. He was like, even if you don't believe in Jesus, you know, the philosophical terms say the same thing. You know what I mean? So I like how he did that, so he didn't close anybody off. You know, he's just giving different point of views. And, you know, spirituality, even Christianity, the Bible itself is so vast.
Right.
It's too vast to be taught in one, like, on narrow, like very a true. Straight line.
Yep.
You know, so it's so many different angles and stuff that doesn't really get hit in church. So, you know, I just think spirituality is something that, you know, one, you have to discover for yourself. You can't be a certain thing just because your parents were.
Right.
Or that's how you were brought up. And this is something that has to be free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, can't be caged in.
Yeah.
And I think religion is the cage.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
That's what I think too. Wow. Going back to, I guess I should ask you, since now we've covered religion, I posted on my Instagram page, if people are voting in the election, November 6th, are you red or blue or not even anything at all?
I don't do politics.
Okay.
I mean, I know I talk about politics, but it's more so dealing with my people, African-American people, and, you know, our fight. But I don't do politics. I don't believe, like, going back to this caged in thing, like, I feel like if I was dedicated to blue or red, like, that limits me, because I might agree with a conservative.
Right.
And I might agree with a liberal on certain things. Like, I feel like I'm a free thinker, so I'm not going to tie myself down to being affiliated just with one party. Like, I'm an American citizen. That's it.
Right.
You know? And I feel like the two-party system, just like George Washington warned us, would happen has done more harm maybe than good.
Mm-hmm.
With everybody, you know, big, politics is too much for me. Like, get involved with politics locally. Like, I think that has more of a effect on you anyway. And it's something that you actually probably can control.
Mm-hmm.
Voting locally. But, you know, there's so much riggedness in, you know, these big elections, and it's just, you know, I hate to be sound like that, but you know, I know I'm supposed to be like, you know, hope for the country, but I was like, I'm over politics. Like the power is the people will have to change things, like us as a, you know, citizens, not the government.
I think the media plays a huge role in a lot of things that we think anyway, see, think, hear.
Definitely. Well, you know who controls the media anyway, so the government. So, you know, it definitely does.
Well, do you have any questions for me?
Questions for you. Why did you start podcasting?
I started podcasting because I felt like I wasn't being heard. So I was working at...
Like within your immediate circle? Like your family and friends? Or just
I would say all around. I was working for a corporate company and I wasn't being heard there. And then I would come home and I still wasn't being heard at home. So I wanted to start a podcast where I could actually just voice my opinions, my beliefs, my expression to different things that I was going through, depression, anxiety, and I wanted to like help someone. So I started my podcast just to be heard. And then it just went into a whole realm of different things and opportunities.
Right.
We have Sports Talk Radio, and Sports Talk Radio is a sports channel that I have with two other guys, and we do live stuff, and we're trying to get a sponsor for that, but that kind of just started. We've only done 4 episodes so far, but yeah, there's a way. You just have to be creative.
Right. Creative on how to get the bag.
Mm-hmm. Like, I sell my t-shirts for, like, $10. I'll sell some mugs for $10. So you just have to kind of, like, see what your audience likes and branch out.
Right, and go from there.
See, I don't know if you play music.
Not yet. You know what? I have a lot of work to do as far as the, like, the content is great.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just let the specifics are small, like editing, you know, having an intro.
Well, do you do stuff like that? Do you do live?
Yeah.
When you have your guests, you do what, YouTube?
Like Facebook mostly. I did Instagram live sometimes, but most of the time I go live on Facebook. But I have been recording the last ones I did because I don't know why, but I want to get to the point where it's on YouTube, like not live, mm-hmm. just like recorded.
Yeah.
Kind of like I really draw a lot of inspiration from Joe Budden in his podcast.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, and so you know how, you know, the audio might come out before the visual, you know, but you know that's still a visual.
Right.
So I mean, a lot of people like the visual more than the audio.
What we've been trying to do now, and I've been learning as I go, but if you do Instagram Live, you can, you know, you can have the whole session recorded and then you can cut it down to like 10 minutes of visual and put it to your IGTV.
Uh-huh.
So at least people can refer back to that. Or you can just make it like a 60-second video on your Instagram, because people are more turned on by looking at what you're talking about, and then you could say
exactly.
Then you could say, okay, go to this website to listen to the full interview. So, yeah. So that's what we've been trying to do now. But as we go, we learn different things. Bad audio for Sports Talk, probably like the first 2 or 3 episodes. Now we're kind of getting a little better with the audio. But it's so hard when it's you guys and then you got to do audio plus visual. You don't have a camera crew. you're just winging it.
It's difficult out here for us creators, people, so I appreciate us.
Yeah, it can be hard. I mean, I think, and I also think the hardest thing when you were asking about the monetizing, people don't understand that you're putting your blood, sweat, and tears into your podcast, and the last thing you want to do is work for free.
Right.
So all you guys out there asking me to do things for free, please stop.
Nope. If you're not asking somebody you don't know, if you ain't asking Phil Knight for free Nikes, don't ask me for free.
Work. My services friend. Are not free.
You should want to support me even more, first of all.
Right. Like, mm-hmm. And it's so funny. So there's a guy that I've been talking to on my LinkedIn page. I think he's part of like a Primerica financial group or something like that. I posted a picture where it's like a party full of people. And it says, I landed a new job, and you have 199 likes and 300 comments. And then when you say, I started my own business, there's only 6 likes and 3 comments.
Yeah, crazy.
It's like you're just there all by yourself. And that's really hurtful.
Yep, it's crazy.
Yeah. But thank you so much for the interview. I appreciate
you. I really enjoyed it. This is actually my first interview. So, our first time being interviewed.
Well, you got to do more.
On a podcast.
Yes. Yeah. Like, I'm still trying to find other podcasters that are in New York.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, you found one in Houston.
Yes. Found one in Houston. So, tell Beyonce I said, what's up?
I'll tell her, I'll shoot her a text.
Tara said, come through.
she changed her number every 3 days. But oh. I still got the right one.
That is so funny. You are now listening to Nikki Marie Radio
with Nikki Marie. With Nikki Marie. With Nikki Marie.
Hello